Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. So excited about my guest today, who's going to talk with us about monsoon madness and hopefully give us all some tips of what we can do to help water be preserved, the millions of gallons of water that we hope will be pouring down in the days and weeks to come in Tucson. We're ready. With me is Joaquin Morieta Salvidar, who is a cultural ecologist with the Watershed Management Group. Joaquin, it's always great to spend time with you. I always learn something, and my dream of the Santa Cruz River flowing stays fresh in my mind when I see your face. You have a dream for that, and I hold that with you. I would love for you to do two things in the time we have. Share with us a little bit about the important work of watershed management, and then give us just a few things we might be able to do to help actually save some of that monsoon magic with our own watershed management here in Tucson.
Thank you. Thank you, Gina, for the invitation, and it's always nice to see you as well. But I really like what you're saying in terms of rivers flowing. Yes, we can make it happen. Is that amazing or what?
It is.
And it can happen within 50 years to see the Santa Cruz to flow again. And you might ask, with what water? Well, that water is falling down from the sky right now. And all of us, all the community of Tucson, can certainly help us to attain that dream of several of us. It's not just my dream, but it's the vision of Watershed Management Group and additional community here in Tucson. Monsoon is such a wonderful energy. It's such a beautiful energy that in Spanish we call them las lluvias. And as you can tell, sometimes it rains here, sometimes it rains over there, sometimes over here. But that's kind of the beauty of the rain. It rains for all of us. It rains on all around the city. So the question is that, are we ready for the rain? Are we ready for the monsoon? So that's kind of what Watershed Management Group does. We get people ready for the rain. And what that means is you have 1,000 square foot of area, you have 1 inch of rain, you can harvest 600 gallons of water. Just that. And imagine if we get 10 inches of rain like we do all year round. Suddenly you have 6,000 gallons of water. There are techniques of doing that, and you can check on our webpage all the different things that can be done in your home, in your neighborhood, in your street, in your park, in your library. We actually done work all over the city, all over the Southwest. And interesting enough, I just came from Honduras. We're working in Honduras as well. And Honduras gets 10 times more rain than we do. But the idea here is to see rain as a resource. So we give our rivers a break. That's kind of what we do. Let the river flow. As my mom used to say, that the rivers flow and they flow happy towards the ocean. But we're stopping that, and we shouldn't be stopping rivers. Visit our webpage is watershedmg.org, and we have a library within our webpage, and it's a lot of resources right there.
And check it out, because water is our most precious gift, and it's the only thing we can't live without. For more information about all things green, sustainable, and socially just, and to become a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet, visit MrsGreensWorld.com and join us. Joaquin, thanks so much.
Gracias. Thank you.